Well, Democrat Sue Moran beat Republican Jay McMahon to win the Plymouth-Barnstable Senate seat race, a seat which was held by Vinnie DiMacedo, who stepped down to take a job at Bridgewater State University. Joining us this morning with his thoughts on the race is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'll be happy with you, Dan. I haven't talked to you in a while, but it was a big win for Ms. Moran, especially with her tremendous organization and turnout in her hometown of Falmouth.
And that seems to really be what made the difference for her in this race.
No question about it. It was a very low turnout in the northern part of the district, but in Falmouth, her organization and the fact that people like her there really showed up and gave her the big victory.
Now, she was also something interesting, the first non-Plymouth person to win this in quite a while.
That's in almost three decades, the last non-Plymouth person to win the district was Ned Kirby, who was from Whitman, and I believe Terry Murray beat him, I think it was 1994.
Now, of course, this was a seat that was held by a Republican, Vinnie DiMacedo, so the Democrats are now looking at it as they flipped the seat.
Well, I wouldn't get that. I think Vinnie won because of his popularity succeeding Terry, and he was from Plymouth. But if you're going to say that, she lost four of the six towns in the district, and Plymouth was a low turnout. So I think she has to look at it as a big victory, and her margin in Falmouth was incredible.
Now, we've been getting some emails from some Democratic fundraisers who are saying that, you know, calling McMahon a Trump-backed candidate, so, of course, a Democrat beat a Trump-backed candidate. Do you think Trump was a factor in this race at all?
I doubt it. I think Trump has good support in this part of the state, and not the state as a whole. I don't think Trump was a factor in the election because the turnout was so low in the northern part of the district.
Now, I did want to talk to you about the turnout, of course, because this is the first race we've had in this area during the COVID-19 pandemic, and turnout was a little different this year. In fact, actually, a lot of clerks were asking people to vote absentee ballot and not come to the polls. Do you think that COVID at all had any impact on turnout this election?
Several factors which nobody can control, except certainly the virus did one, but they had to change the date of the election at least twice. So I think that was a factor, and I didn't think there was much interest in the race because people had other things on their mind.
And kind of in a related note, though, so this was the first COVID race, like I said. Do you think that this will kind of be a learning lesson as we go forward with other elections now?
I think the big election to watch is the Kingston town election on the 27th of June, I believe it is. They have the regular election plus the recall. Another thing to look at, Dan, is the turnout when these towns start to have their town meetings.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.